a South Surrey Catholic church is welcoming anybody and everybody to a memorial mass for Pope Francis on Saturday morning, April 26. Set for the same morning as the pontiff's funeral in Rome, Italy. To be live-streamed on the Vatican News YouTube channel beginning at 10 a.m. local time 1 a.m. in B.C. The Mass at Good Shepherd Church, located at 2250-150 Street, is to get underway at 9 a.m. In the spirit of Pope Francis, who tells us, who teaches us, who really highlighted the fact that the Catholic Church, unlike what people outside of the Church would think of Catholics, is that it truly is a place where all can gather, because Christ himself came for all, particularly those that are outside, Janice Hamanishi, assistant to Father Augustine Obiwuma, said Friday, April 25. That has always been very Pope Francis. The Vatican announced on Easter Monday, April 21, that the pontiff had died that morning, at the age of 88. He was the first Latin American and first Jesuit to lead the Roman Catholic Church, and made his last public appearance on Easter Sunday, to bless thousands in St. Peter's Square. In a Vatican News video, Cardinal Kevin Farrell, Camerlengo of the Apostolic Chamber, said Pope Francis taught us to live the values of the Gospel with fidelity, courage, and universal love, especially in favor of the poorest and most marginalized. Hamanishi said the news of his death, which came during the Holy Days, when the Church focuses on life and life everlasting, evoked sadness, on a personal, human level. But we are happy, really, because death is really for good and faithful servants, and, going home, to the Lord is what we all want. We are encouraged and happy because this man contributed his whole life and he is returning to the Lord as we all hope and pray that one day we will. Saturday's gathering, offered with permission from the Archbishop, will be a full Mass, with music, and special intentions for the repose of the soul of Pope Francis, said Hamanishi. Expected to last about an hour, we would pray for his soul, that God would have mercy on his soul, and in thanksgiving for his life of faithful and humble service to his people as our Holy Father, she continued. As well, that the graces of his life would continue to move people and inspire people to love the Church and to work on behalf of God and his people. Hamanishi noted that while all are welcome to visit and observe, non-Catholics will not be able to fully participate in the Mass.